Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, May the 26th, 2023. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Interesting group tonight because we have some absenteeism. Sean is out with a medical. We wish him the best. He is listening to the show tonight. Get well soon, Sean. Matt Morgan is, of course, our regular here with us tonight. And Olivia is in North Carolina celebrating the Memorial Day weekend. So Camden has came in to sit in for Olivia tonight. So that's taking stock of where we are. But tonight, you both are here for the official kickoff of summer. Do you understand that? The summer anthem is going. But now we're going to do something that we do in the winter, summer, spring, and fall. We call our friend Opal Kobe. We return the phone call. It's that time of the evening. Brace yourself.
Oh, Lord.
Now I need absolute silence when I dial this woman. All right. Now, she did call. So here we go. Let's hope we can reach her. Hopefully, nothing has befallen her. Opal!
Yes?
It's Scott. How are you?
Well, I don't feel too well, so I was just lying down.
Oh, no. What's happened, Opal?
Well, I'm trying to get my car fixed, and it is in the shop. So it is coming along, but, you know, I have to do all of the work and the running and everything.
What happened to your car?
Well, they were checking it out, and I don't know what they found just yet. It could be a transmission.
Oh.
Or power, something to do with the power, because it loses power and stops. So, I don't know. It's a good shop. If they can't fix it, then I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I got your message that you wanted me to call you, Opal. Was there something on your mind?
I can't think right now because I was kind of dozed.
Oh, you were kind of asleep. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up, Opal.
Oh, that's all right. Don't ever be sorry. You know, I'll be getting up in a little bit and stay up for a while, and then I'll go back to bed. But, you know, doing all the work and everything, I did get my grass cut, which that was took, the pressure off of me. And I'm trying to get some songs together.
Songs?
Yeah. There's a song that I didn't mention to you yet, but it's a song that got me going again on when I was on Fazzett Street, and I had the pet shop, and I thought, gee, I better tell him about it. It's the bird song.
The bird song?
Yeah.
Now, how does the bird song go?
I'm a little bit throaty here. Let's see. It's not going to be good because, you know, I'm a little rough.
No, it's okay. As good as you can get it, that's fine. We're just interested to hear what the bird song sounds like.
Okay, let me see if I can remember it. Mama's little babies and daddy's little sugars. Mama's little dumpling dolls. Pretty little babies, pretty little babies. Pretty little darling dolls. I love babies, you love babies. Everybody loves the birds. Pretty little babies, pretty little babies. Pretty little dumpling dolls. Pretty little dumpling dolls. Pretty little dumpling dolls.
Well, that was very good, Opal. I didn't think that was rough at all.
Well, it's my voice, and, you know, and there's more to it. Let me see if I can think of it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. Let's see. Pretty little dumpling dolls. Daddy's little sugars and Mama's little babies and Daddy's little dumpling dolls. Mama's little babies and Daddy's little sugars. Daddy's little dumpling dolls. Now we love dolls and we love dumpling dolls. And you love dumpling dolls too. Pretty little sugars, pretty little sugars. Pretty little sugars too. And then there's a little more to it that I can't think of it right now.
That's no problem.
But you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
When I thought of that song and the cat song, that's the ones they love the best. When I was on Facet Street, why I had my little kids come in the store, and one was a little blonde, and I called her my little towhead, and she says, "Opal, what's a towhead?" I said, "Honey, it's a blonde like you. You're pretty, you know." And you know what? Later on, it was on television. Her and her friends were jumping on a train, and cut her foot off.
Oh,
that's the things that I get, you know, got through. And she got presents and everything. And they called me my mother, and they'd run in the store and say, "Hey, Opal, would you sing?" Or mother, whatever they call me, "Would you sing us the bird song?" But I'll put it together and get the regular words. I kind of missed a couple.
Now, did she come in after her foot was cut off, or prior to her foot being cut off?
It was prior before her foot cut off.
Oh, okay. Now Opal, when we were up in Toledo a few weeks ago, I asked you if you were going to run for governor, and you said, if you get the word, you will let me know. And I wondered if that was possibly what you were calling to let us know that you had gotten the word about the gubernatorial run.
No, I haven't got the word, and I really don't foresee it.
You don't foresee that?
Because the Lord has spoken to me that he's coming soon, very soon. And I have used the equation of the time that he said he was coming, and it's not going to be long. I kind of feel it's going to be by 2040.
2040?
And, see, I'm looking at what he's already told me, and I don't think he's wanting people to focus on going into office and things like that.
So 17 years left. We got 17 years.
Well, you never know, but I don't feel it. But the words that he spoke to me, he said, "Such as you are, 2 weeks away from that appointment, that's how close I am to coming." That was in 1980. So I have broken it down. Does his 2 weeks mean a month? You know what I'm saying? And I've broken it down and everything, and it doesn't come out past 250 at all.
No, I know what you're saying. Opal, did you ever get your orange juice and
yes.
Oh, good. So you did you ever get your $500 back from the people at Walmart? No.
I'm still working on that.
Still
working on cases, and I'm still working on Menards. You know, they stole a stove from me, and they accused me of harassment.
Oh, how did you harass them at Menards?
I didn't.
What did they say you did?
They said that I was talking to a lady about religion.
Oh, and they stole your stove?
Well, this was 2 years ago when they stole my stove. I'm still trying to get it back. The stove went out that I bought from them, and they wouldn't make it good, and it was under warranty.
So you have no stove? Do you have a stove?
Well, I don't have a full-line stove. I have, like, a portable, what you call it, you know, like you can put six sandwiches in it, you know, kind of big one. And I can bake in it, but it's not like having a big stove. So I'm in the process now of trying to buy one and then give them the bill, you know, trying to work that thing out and sending it what's that place that you send complaints to?
The Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but you straightened everything out with Walmart except the $500. You did get your orange juice and your ice cream.
I did get my orange juice and ice cream because I went back. you know, the next day or two. And I just shopped around and came there early and didn't want to get in that mess no more and of getting chewed out. And, what I wanted to tell you was I was cut off, which there's not much time to say anything when you leave a message.
Right.
But when I finally, I didn't get my orange juice the first time. I'm talking about the first time. And when I went up to the cash register, I just rushed up there. And they said, it's a rush. She wants to get out of here. Well, that don't make no sense to me, because I told them what Kroger's and all of the others do. They line people up at the end, and they don't get out of there for about another half hour. And so it was. I knew it was crazy. I told them it was crazy. So I went up there rather than to get hit or anything. I checked out, and that lady took her time that was pushing it. So they told me in their actions that they were putting this on, harassing me. You know, I could get them for harassment, but I won't do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it's your good heart that you don't want to get them for harassment. Opal,
no, I avoided, and you know what?
What's that?
And this is what I want to tell you.
All right.
When I got my groceries, and I stood there, and I said, Lord, I said a prayer. What should I do? So I knew what to do. You pay for your groceries first, then you pay for your your other items. Cash. So I paid for my groceries, and then she said that'll be cash, 40 some dollars or something. And I did only had a $50 bill, and so I gave it to her, and she took off, and she wasn't in no hurry. See, that told me my story. She wasn't in no hurry to go get that cash, and cash didn't come back. And then she came back and says, oh, I didn't get it all. So she slowly walks back to get more change. And then she comes back, and I says, ma'am, I says, I thank you very much. I was very polite. And I said, but there's one more thing that I must do before I leave. She says, oh, what's that? And boy, but she did she fall in my trap. I trapped her. I said, well, because of all of the bad treatment that I have received tonight over this orange juice, over my groceries, I says, because of the mistreatment that I have received, I literally wiped the dust of my feet off against you as a testimony, and I, as a testimony to God. And I, see, something else I said, and boy, she was getting the message. They fear God, you know, and as a testimony against God, and that was awful the way I was treated. And I don't know what else I said, but anyway, I really cammed her with my tongue, and she was so scared she took off running from me.
Well, that's very, you know, that's smart of you, Opal. That was, you know, you had to do what you had to do. Now, Opal, I got to run here, but it's the official kickoff of summer this weekend because of Memorial Day. Do you have any big plans?
Not really. I just got to wait on my car. Don't know about that. And then I have a load of here. I have some new cats, about 6 weeks old, and oh, they're so cute.
Oh, that's nice.
And you know, I gotta watch my my house.
Yeah.
Because this guy is still running loose.
He's after it.
Yeah, I'm after him, and you just never know what he's gonna do. And I'm really getting in shape. Of the Lord has told me to seek a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, well, that's...
It could be whatever. It could be a big lawsuit, whatever, but the Lord has told me to seek a lawyer. So that's what I'm going to try to do next week.
That's good.
But I don't plan on, you know, leaving the house.
No, remember, Monday's a holiday. The lawyers won't be open on... Yeah. So, Opal, for the official start of summer here, before we let you go, could you give us a little... You sang a little tonight, but could you give us a little something here for a little summary tune to welcome in the first weekend of summer here?
Well, I don't know. See, it's kind of hard to think right now. Let me think. Sometimes I make them up on just the spot, and I'm trying to think of the Sunshine Song. Oh, yes. Now, Bonnie was with me, when I say Bonnie, you know who I mean.
Your sister.
My sister.
Yes.
And there's a lot there, you know.
Oh, a lot.
Went wrong. She was murdered.
Murdered.
She was murdered. That's official.
Right.
But we were sitting in the van when I knew I was going to sing 45 years ago, okay?
Right.
And it hadn't come to pass yet. And I was wondering, why hasn't my gift come to pass? So she was with me, and I started, let the sun shine in, sing it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. And then when I sang that, why, that gave me a tune to that. And this is how I got started.
Oh, here we
go. You're the only one I've ever told this.
Oh, I'm excited. Go ahead, Opal.
Yeah. I can't hardly swallow. Let me get a little drink here.
Have a little beverage. Wet your whistle before you sing this. This is the debut of the Sunshine Song. This is first time ever heard told to anybody. This is great. Because this is
the air or anything.
Yes.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
That'll help me. The sun is... I know it'd be hard for me to get the tune. The sun is shining for us today. The sun is shining in every way. The Lord is with us and always will be. The sun is shining for you and me. The sun is shining for you and me. The hopes of heaven is so perfectly. The Lord will take us in his own time. The Lord is shining for us today.
Well, Opal, I feel summer has come. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And anytime you need anything, just call and leave a message, and we'll call you back. Happy Memorial Day, Opal.
Yeah, but I want to ask you, how did you like my song?
Oh, I loved it. It was wonderful. It was a beautiful song. I enjoyed it, and I feel very summery now.
That's very summery.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to be, focusing on more of my songs. I've got
music career.
A little book, and when I'm around the house, sometimes I get songs, and I'm writing them down, and I'm pushing it a little bit, so I might have something better, something more for you. But
I'm excited.
I love that song.
Yes,
and I want to tell you, when I got that song from the Lord, why, we got out of the car, the van, and my sister and I did, and we went in the Dollar Tree. And I went through the Dollar Tree, and I was humming that song. The sun is shining for us today. The sun is shining in every way. The Lord is with us and always will be. I was humming that song, singing it real low, low so people could hear me, but I wouldn't get kicked out. And so we went over there, and we was getting groceries, me and my sister, some things. And then I just unconsciously walked around the corner of one of those aisles, and there was a beautiful young black lady standing there. And she looked up at me, and she said, "Were you the lady that was humming that song just a minute ago?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I was." "Oh," she says, "keep on singing it. Keep on singing. Keep on singing." And then I left the store. That's what she told me, to just keep on singing.
Keep on singing, Opal, because I think you'll be the next Taylor Swift. And I appreciate speaking. You're always good to me. Thank you, Opal. It's a pleasure talking with you. Happy Memorial Day. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yes, we will.
Stay well, Opal.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye. Well, right there, the brilliant Opal Covey, now joined in studio by Camden Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I about forgot your name there. And Matt Morgan here. Now, Matt, your friend Opal. That's the Opal update for the night.
Amazing.
Amazing. She's a wonderful lady.
Sad to hear she's not running for governor.
No, she's not running for governor, but she's going to release a CD. So it all comes to pass in the end, doesn't it? We all win, I think. You'd buy her CD, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure.
The bird song came out of nowhere. We've heard the cat song, but now we've got the bird song.
And the sunshine song.
And the sunshine song. All right, Camden, you're not, you know, you've got your cross to bear with Opal. What do you make of her tonight?
I thought she was funny as always.
Funny as always, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a joy to talk. She has things to tell me, and I feel it's my duty to call her. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's your duty to call her.
Now, do you feel that when you come in here, you must burp into the microphone every time you're on the program?
I don't burp.
You just burp into the microphone.
I didn't burp.
Now, Matt, did she burp into the microphone?
I don't know about this time in particular, but she has at least once now.
She has, yes, at least once.
Last week. No, not last week. When was I on?
I believe it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
This time. It's like, you definitely did it at least once.
I did time. Not burp into the... Mm-mm, I would know.
In any event, 740-383-9944 if anybody has anything they'd like to say. This is the official, by the way, the official kickoff to summer, just so everybody knows. You're excited. I invited you to the cookout, and you said you did not want a hot dog or a hamburger. Now, what kind of a rude thing is that to say?
I don't want one. I don't know.
You see, you don't know about good Memorial Day activities.
I don't know if you would make good hot dogs or hamburgers.
It's a hot dog. How do you screw that up?
Yeah.
You put heat on it.
It's not that difficult. I've seen
right.
it before.
So, what's the problem? Do you not travel well around people or something?
Nah. I'm good.
Fascinating. In any event. So, do you do anything? You don't. You don't do anything for Memorial Day. It's just...
Mm-mm.
You just rub your nose on the microphone.
I didn't.
I'll tell you. It's a pickle sometimes. So, Matt, what's exciting in the world right now to you? Last week we talked about a lot of stuff. Is there anything going on that's exciting to you? I know it's hard after we have Opal on to bring our senses back to life here, but it's it's a tough act to follow.
I think it's gonna sound a little crazy, but I think there's gonna be a counteroffensive in the Ukrainian-Russian war, and I'm excited to hopefully see the end to the war.
Yeah, that war has been going on about a year now, isn't it?
A little over
a year. We've had the Ukrainian-Russian war over there. So you feel that's about to come to an end?
The United States has already said that it won't continue supplying Ukraine with weapons and whatnot. So it's literally like now or never for them. So it's got to end now.
So what can they do to get Russia out of there?
They'll probably just launch some kind of like counter-offensive and try to push them out of the territory. But, like, I don't know. They might just try to make, like, a big grandiose, like, attack, and then, like, if they win that, it might just garner more support from like, the allies, you know?
Do you think Putin has hurt himself?
Has hurt himself?
Has hurt himself. Because
he
hasn't taken over Russia, or hasn't taken over the Ukraine, and he's supposed to be big bad Russia. He thought they would just fold.
I've been watching a lot of things on, like, watching and reading a lot of things about the war, and I don't really want to blame. So Putin, terrible guy. Okay, I'm not gonna
a nice man.
I'm not gonna like say he's in the right, but like I don't blame Putin entirely for the loss in the war. Like he's not the best, you know, like general and all, but like he also gave his like spies basically that he has an actual like organization. Don't remember what it's called, but it's basically an organization of spies, and he gave him a whole bunch of money to run like information operations in Ukraine to see how a potential like invasion of Ukraine would work, and everybody and they straight up just pocketed the money and said, "Oh, it'll be good. Everybody wants to be Russian. I promise you. Ukraine wants to be Russian. Promise." So that's why Vladimir Putin didn't really do much to the original invasion, because he was told by his intelligence agency that like that there would be no real, like, resistance. And then he just showed up and got absolutely beaten up.
He got taken for a ride.
He most definitely
and
did.
That'll teach him to kill his political opponents. Look what happened. Camden, I know you follow foreign affairs. What do you think about the Ukrainian-Russian war? I know you stay up on this on your phone.
I think it's a bad situation.
Bad situation, certainly. But do you think it's going to end anytime soon?
Eventually we'll have to. I think they're just stalling each other out. See who...
Who do you think's going to win? If this was a prize fight, who would you put your money on?
I don't know.
Is there something wrong with your hair? Because
no.
You've been in your hair all night.
Just like a nervous habit?
I just fidget.
Fidget. Does this show make you nervous?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You seem like a box of nerves here tonight.
Do I sound nervous?
Yes, you sound very nervous.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that.
I guess. I don't know.
It's hard to follow Opal. You feel like you're in her shadow. I understand this, right?
No.
How could you not be in Opal shadow, though?
She casts a big shadow.
Well, I mean, any person like that, I feel like they would cast a big shadow.
Well, Matthew met her, and she saved his life. I saw it as I was going to the restroom. I had just completed the interview, and Opal took you around the waist as I was going to the restroom. And what did she say to you?
She told me to read Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
See? And she said, this will...
Trying to pull some moves.
She told me to read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and she told me that if I read those and just kept reading the Bible, I could get to the point where she is.
Oh, well, that's all you need.
with prophecies.
Don't you want to get to where Opal is in life?
I don't know, man.
Don't you want Menards to come steal your stove? I mean, isn't that... that's a terrible thing. And then she went down there and she scared that poor lady at Walmart half to death. The woman ran away. She was scared to death.
Put the fear of God into her.
She did. She said something about dusting her shoes on her or something. I really didn't understand that part. But she told her and that woman went running. Then she did not get banned from the Dollar Tree, thank God. She can still go to the Dollar Tree, but she's got trouble at Walmart and Menards. There's going to be a lawsuit.
She got kicked out of Menards for preaching.
There's going to be a heavy-duty lawsuit. Did you hear that, Camden?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
And how do you think that's going to be on court TV, I bet?
I think it's going to get thrown out.
No, Opal will be there in her red, white, and blue gown.
I'd televise it.
Oh, it have to be.
I would televise.
Can you imagine her getting on the stand? My goodness.
It should be.
It would be something.
Loco.
No, she's all there. She believes what she believes.
Yeah.
We have to believe.
She doesn't seem all there as well.
Oh, no, she's there.
It seems to me like she believes everything that she's saying.
Right. And that's really all it is in life. You just have to believe what you're saying. Until you don't believe what you're saying, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah, when you don't believe your thoughts anymore, what are you going to do?
Yeah, how's that going to turn out?
I know.
You know, summer's coming. We got 18 minutes left in the program today, and summer is very near.
I don't know. Always nice.
When we run this show out tonight in 18 minutes, it's summer.
Wow.
Is it 18 minutes already?
18 minutes.
Wow.
Are you highly excited?
Yeah. So.
I'm excited for that cookout.
It's going to be big. Got to get that anthem playing again. Because I feel summer's, you know, coming, and I feel people are ready. They're sitting on their porches tonight. They're wherever they are. They're listening to this program, and they're saying, summer is on its way in 18 minutes. It's like New Year's Eve, really. We're counting it down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I know you don't. You didn't even pay attention to a word I said there.
I
can see you're off in your own thoughts there. You're off in left field.
No, I did.
What did I say?
Something about summer.
Yeah, that clears it all right up.
Something about summer.
Something about summer.
the battery started.
What time did you get up this morning? Well, I'll tell you, the questions just get harder from here on out. What time did you get up this morning? You need a multiple choice. 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., what do we got? Do you need a clock? I'm going to give it to you in sign language. What time did you wake up this morning? What do you think, Matt?
I woke up at like 11:30.
10. 10. Uh-huh. You woke up at 10. Uh-huh. How many times have you passed out since? Not counting the several times you've been here during this program and passed out tonight. Oh, man. You know, I don't know. You know, it'll be very interesting when Olivia gets back next week, because I'm sure she'll have stories from North Carolina. I'll be excited.
Are you saying she's more interesting than me?
No, I would never say such a thing.
The betrayal.
You didn't even want a hot dog.
You never even offered.
Yeah, oh, yes, I believe I did.
Yeah.
Only after we brought it up. The cookout, you never asked me. Without someone else bringing it up.
I think he brought it up.
I brought it up.
Not Matthew brought it up.
I don't think I did.
Are you beeping? What is going on over there?
She got a notification on her watch.
Aye, aye, aye. 14 minutes left in the program tonight. Now, these Friday night shows, how do you believe they've went, Matthew? Now, I think we've hit some high notes. What have, because you've been here, this is what, the fourth week?
Yeah.
Before the week. Now, what have been the highlights for you over the last 4 weeks?
Oh, man. Every time Opal calls, it's good.
It's a good show.
The whole night we talked about marriage, that was a good show.
That was a good show. That was the first night Olivia was here.
We even had a lot of people call in and talk about it. Well, it was a lot of people.
Anytime you talk about love, people love it. because it's you know what that is? That's a constant in people's life. You know, a lot of people will be proposing this weekend. A lot of people will be getting married this weekend. A lot of people will be going on trips this weekend because it's a long weekend. I pity those people who'll be proposing and, you know, doing all that stuff. But, you know, they think they're in love. God bless their heart. They don't know they're headed down the wrong path in life.
Well, you know, they only have a 50-50 chance, so who knows?
50-50. But if they've been married once before, what's the chance then?
60-40.
60-40. And keeps getting worse every time. So it's trouble. You know what I'm saying? It's trouble. But you know what? Let them do what they want to do, because I can't control everybody. I can't save everybody. I'm just here. Here's a little advice for yourself. You can only control yourself. The only person you can really control is yourself. You can't control anybody else. Do you notice that when people get married, they get possessive over each other? Like, don't go down to the store and get milk. You know, all of a sudden you got to have GPSs on people and you got to be following them around all the time. You got to trust people.
I agree.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't know.
We had GPS locations on our phone when I was growing up because my mom was like, I will know where you are.
Well, that's important for kids.
No.
You don't think?
I straight up just turned it off. My mom doesn't need to know where I am.
Well, no, I think it's important for kids, but I think where we get into trouble is I think when I don't think it should be husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend.
At that point, it becomes toxic.
That is toxic. Why do you need to know where somebody is all the time? I certainly don't want somebody to know where I am all the time. And guess what? If you're going to have an affair, are you really going to take your phone with you? No. You say, meet me in the Meijer parking lot, and you meet in the Meijer
parking lot.
You meet in the Meijer parking lot, and you leave your phone in the car, and then they think you're at Meijer, getting milk or something.
Oh, you're getting something.
No, and then you go do what you have to do, and then why, if you knew you were being tracked, are you going to take the phone with you to have the affair?
Sometimes they don't even know they're being tracked.
Well, see, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, if somebody installs something on my phone to track me without my knowledge, instantly there's a problem there.
Right, that's trouble. You can't have that.
Yeah.
That person just bugged my phone. That's not legal.
Now, do you want to give us the updates on the two drinks you've drank tonight?
Yes, I have an orange cream, orange soda, like Kroger brand, you know, best brand, and Red Bull.
And how were they?
They were pretty good. The Red Bull was a bit warm, so knocks it down a few points.
Did you need energy?
No. Energy drinks really don't do much for me.
They're not good for your health, I hear.
I used to drink a lot of energy drinks.
Why are you waving the flag?
It's that Red Bull, man.
Are you finally waking up now that the show's about to end in 10 minutes?
Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah, the Red Bull kicked in.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, that's exciting. What should we do as we're getting close to the official start of summer here in 10 minutes to celebrate the official start of summer? Are you going to sing?
No. I'm not Opal.
No, but you'd probably know some of that Korean pop music.
Yeah. Sing some BTS for us.
Yeah.
It's the only one I know.
Yeah, sing it silently. That's real good on radio.
Okay, I'm not a singer. I sound like trash when I sing.
Well, don't worry.
I don't have that blind confidence that Opal has.
Opal has skill, not blind confidence.
What do you mean blind confidence? The woman's going to be releasing a CD, didn't you understand?
If you can release a CD, that's called skill.
I guess.
Just sing a little bit for us here. I've never heard K-pop.
I'm not going to sing it. Plus, copyright, you know, remember? You said you have...
Don't you know this is the official start of summer? We need something big and unique.
How about I just play a little clip?
No, we're not playing any clip. We want to hear a clip.
Well, okay, I'm not going to... Because I can't sing.
It doesn't matter. That's not a prerequisite for this program being able to sing. Matt, what should we do? We've got 9 minutes left here till the official start of summer.
What should we do?
The audience wants something, because summer's about to pop. It's going to be a big summer. I got a lot going on this summer. Why are you waving those flags?
I don't have any flags. What do you mean?
She's vibing.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
Something wrong with you.
I think you hit your head on the way in here.
I think you did.
Let's whisper on the radio. That's a good thing to do.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. We've got about 8 minutes left. That killed about 10 seconds. What do you think we got? She's lost it.
Want to talk about Mary Ellen Withrow?
Mary Ellen Withrow, are you excited about that?
Yeah,
that'll be fun, won't it?
Meeting politicians is always exciting.
Well, and she's a legendary politician.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, schools named after her in this area. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records, signing more money than anybody else in the history of the world. Do you know anybody in the Guinness Book of World Records?
No.
Do you know anybody?
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Who do you know?
My friends.
I find that hard to believe. What friends do you have?
You know, I found it hard to believe that you were engaged once.
Oh, well, I find that hard to believe, too, because I don't believe I was.
I think you misheard the story.
Yeah, I think you misunderstand what happened at that particular event.
Like Brody. Brody heard the words engagement and said, yep, Scott must have done it.
Now, don't you think that Brody is a little overzealous when it comes to things like that?
Brody's a bit overzealous when it comes to a lot of things.
Now, why do you think that is?
I don't know, man. He just really likes what he likes, I guess.
Do you think there might be some possible brain damage there?
Yes, I think...
maybe.
Maybe.
I think the same for you, too. I'm kidding.
I just think there might be... Because he gets agitated with certain people, and he just cannot control himself.
Yeah.
Oh, Brody doesn't make sense sometimes. Like, he usually likes to go outside on cars, but then sometimes you'll ask him to go outside on cars and be like, I'm not a pack mule. And I'm like, Brody, you want to go outside 97% of the time. Don't get mad at me when I ask you, because you usually want to.
I'm not a pack mule. Now, see, those are words I've never said anywhere. See, people think I'm different in other places. I think this is pretty... I'm same everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no difference than doing this show or doing other jobs. I think you just take that personality with you wherever you go. Now, you're a little different. You're more talkative at the grocery store than you are here. Which, this is where you want to be more talkative.
She gets paid to not be on her phone there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on my phone there anyways.
You're an example of an addiction to technology.
I don't have an addiction.
You can't stay off your phone for the program here.
It's called multitasking.
You're not doing it very well.
I'm paying attention. I'm talking.
I watched this documentary on Netflix. Don't remember what it's called. But there's a institute called the Institute for Humane Technology. And it's a whole bunch of people who used to work at Apple and Google and places like that developed phones. And they quit because they didn't like how they felt the way phones were produced were unethical. Because they literally designed phones to be addictive. They want you to be trapped on your phone.
You are an example of a person addicted to their phone.
You fell into the trap that they built.
I can go without it.
I don't think so. You can't even go 2 hours without looking at that thing.
Well, that's how I talk to my friends.
You can talk to your friends after.
Yes, when the show's over, you talk to the friends. All right. What do you plan on doing in life? You're a nail technician.
Yep.
How's that coming along?
Coming along all right. I'm saving up for something.
Saving up for a car, saving up to be a nail technician. Mm-hmm. How long do you think this is going to take?
I have no clue.
What happened to the one thing you had where the lady was going to, give you a boost or whatever?
It didn't work out.
So things didn't go very well. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Especially this close to the official start of summer. We're under 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And again, for people who didn't hear, what do you like about summer?
I like the warmth.
You just sit outside? You don't look like somebody who's outside. You're too pale to be outside all the time.
You see, I'm also too pale to be outside all the time, but I'm outside a lot of the time.
But I got sun poisoning.
Do you get color in the summer? No, none. See, I
do get freckles.
Freckles.
But other than that, no, I just get super sunburn, and then my sunburn goes away, and then I'm back to being pale.
That's also why I'm excited, because my freckles on my face are coming back.
You get excited for freckles?
Yeah, they disappear during the winter.
Didn't you recently have a breakup?
Okay, what does that have to do with things?
Well, I just, anybody who's been listening to this program for the last 2 hours probably realizes why that happened.
Wow.
It's a lack of attention span from that phone.
Yeah. They're probably, upset because they're at dinner with you or something and trying to talk to you, and you're just off in left field waving flags.
Well, he doesn't live here currently.
But he doesn't live anywhere anymore because it's over, right?
Yeah.
It's over. You're available.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could find you somebody.
Somebody who's equally addicted to their phone.
Yeah. Maybe we can find somebody who can do half a sentence, and the way you do half a sentence, maybe you two together could put together a whole sentence.
I do more than half a sentence. I swear I do.
Oh, she woke up now.
I do.
Well, you woke up just in time for the show to be over.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not. I don't know.
Now she's slowed back up. We're slowing back up again.
Oh. It's been fun.
Hasn't it been a fun night? We're sorry Sean could not be here with us. He intended to be, but he's medically out this week, but he'll be back next week. And Olivia will be back next week from her trip to North Carolina, and we'll learn all about that. And we're going to find you a boyfriend.
No.
Well, you certainly aren't doing very well with that.
Well, I just broke up with one, so...
You broke up with him, or he broke up with you?
I broke up with him.
Okay. Did he cry?
I don't know.
Did you tell him you're broken up?
Yep.
How'd you do it?
I sent him a text.
Oh, see right there. That's bad.
You gotta do it in person.
You gotta do it in person.
You want me to fly to Italy?
Why are you dating a dude from Italy?
Oh, see, there's trouble already there.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that whole story. But,
is the whole thing.
Don't you think you should date somebody in your zip code?
Yeah, it makes some sense.
That would help. That probably helped the situation out a little bit. I know just the person for you.
Have you seen the dudes in Marion? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've seen them. What's wrong with that?
I'm here most of the time.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think you are? Like the Queen of England here or something?
No, it's just a lot of people here are.
You gotta pick the right ones.
Yeah, don't date that type of person. Find somebody who's a little educated and can speak.
Yeah, you gotta spend time with that person. Be like, man, this is one of the ones that I don't want. And then you just ditch them.
Right. You say, I've never met anybody like you before.
Wow.
That's it. They'll buy you dinner. They'll take you out for a while. We gotta get this point, because we're about to end the show. And this is the official anthem of summer. And summer's about to begin. I can tell you're excited. Well, what are you doing with those flags?
Moving them around.
Well, Matthew, what have you learned tonight on this particular show? Because this has definitely been a wealth of knowledge here tonight.
I learned that Opal's making a CD. I gotta buy that.
You gotta buy that. It's gonna be number one on the charts. And Camden doubts that CD's gonna do very well.
I think it's gonna flop.
Well, I'm buying it for sure.
Well, right there, she's already sold one copy. Wait till that gets on the internet. Wait till that gets on Amazon.
I don't think she knows how to do that.
Oh, she's got people. She'll just go down to the Walmart. Get some of those people involved. Well, she's a brilliant lady. And we certainly thank everybody who tuned in tonight for the official start of summer here on Friday Night Live. And it's always good to have Matt here. And again, Sean, we hope you feel better. And Olivia, we'll be glad to see you next week when you get back from North Carolina. Are you hot?
No.
You're fanning yourself over there. And we thank Camden for coming in tonight. Yeah. You missed us for 2 weeks, didn't you?
Yeah, because you replaced me.
I don't think we replaced you.
You went and asked someone else.
Well, I did not know you wanted to come in.
Well, you did ask me. I said, that sounded interesting.
Well, that wasn't a yes.
You never asked me officially.
No, you just ran out of here. Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Well, it was 10. I wanted to go to sleep. I had to work the next morning.
I think you fell asleep during the show.
I was very enthused. What are you talking about? I was interacting with you. Guys.
It was wonderful. Anyway, thank you for showing up here tonight. And by the way, everybody have a wonderful Memorial Day. We will not be on Memorial Day. It'll be a Best of program Monday morning, so pay attention to that. I'll be back live on Tuesday. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thank Camden and Matt for coming in tonight. Scott Spears for all of us at WGH Radio, heading for the dugout.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you like, don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. That show, I thought the Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian Americans.
Did you?